It's 43 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock on your VIP Wednesday morning. Bob Graham's along with the crew.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Morning, Bob.
Man, how are we doing today?
Yay, I'm back.
You're back.
I'm back.
Yeah.
Good. Did you that's for everybody. Good. We're all good collectively.
So do you get to do your impression of me?
Oh, boy. You know, Bob, I thought about it. I thought about it.
You know, when you're gone, you know, what happens when you're gone, you know.
I thought you guys just shut the show down, give it a week off, get, 2 weeks, you know.
You get razzed up there, pretty good.
That's all right. So. I heard it was funny. No such thing as bad publicity.
No.
Is that,
yeah. No, not at all.
It's good to be back.
Man, good to have you back, Chuck, on this Wednesday morning, 7th day of January. It's the First Northern Bank Carroll's Furniture Pro Football Pick'em VIP Wednesday. Wow, we are wrapping the season up now, aren't we?
Kind of flown by.
So. Yeah, went by quick.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amazing.
Wild card games. We'll get to those here in a minute, but we're going to get to our winners right now, and that is congratulations to Jake Lockhart of Sheridan. Got 12. Out of 16, which was actually a really good.
Yeah, that's a good week.
Which was a really good week. And Jake picks up a $100 in chamber bucks from our last week's sponsor, Cleary Building Company. So we want to thank Cleary Building for jumping on board, Pro Football Pick'em, for a weekly sponsor. And Cleary Building presents Chuck with $100, or presents Jake with a $100. Yeah, Chuck, so I'll take $100 in chamber bucks. So congratulations, Jake Lockhart, 12 out of 16 points. And this week's sponsor, going to get $100 in chamber bucks. You can go spend freely downtown. Although Chuck would like you to probably stop by his store.
Stop by Carol's.
Stop by Carol's.
We'll put that towards a nice new chair, bed.
And if you don't, you can deposit in your banking account at First Northern.
There you go. Hey,
cash it. Maybe half and half. Yeah.
Mandy Kultiska, this week's Pro Football Pick'em sponsor. So welcome aboard, Mandy. Mandy is from Century 21 BHJ, and she is this week's Pro Football Pick'em sponsor. So welcome aboard, Mandy. $100 in chamber bucks could be yours. Now, if you haven't been playing and you're going, ah, it's too late, you can always sign up. Yes, we have people sign up every week. You can go to our Pro Football Pick'em page, go to the contest page, sharedamedia.com. You'll see that First Northern Bank Carroll's Furniture banner ad. You click on that and sign up, and you are eligible for the $100 in chamber bucks. All right, let's start off with the weekly score. He was gone, and boy, it showed it.
Hi.
How you doing, Chuck?
Was there football? I was watching a lot of football, not a lot of football.
You were doing, you were just having some, enjoying some time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I was enjoying some time.
Yeah, what did I score, actually?
6 points.
Woo! Right here. I'll give knuckles to my buddy. Yeah. Hey, you know what? I'm right in the middle of the pack.
You are.
Yes, he is.
But someone else is right in the middle.
That was the impression that Bob gave.
Yeah, I know. That's right. I heard.
I
think that's a toss-out week.
Could be.
It's a toss-out week for a lot of people. I think that was a toss-out week.
I don't think you've gotten 6 points.
Yeah,
all year long.
You know, it's not going to affect how I feel about myself.
Okay.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, there you go.
Good
Take
job.
It with you.
Set your resolution.
That's right.
We don't like you.
It's all fine.
Good enough. Smart enough.
Yes, I know.
Doggone it.
I like myself.
Yeah, that's right.
So Chuck has 6 points. He's good luck, Chuck. And 8 points, James.
Yeah, it was kind of a weird week because there was a lot of teams that weren't playing for
anything.
A win or anything.
Yeah, it
was kind of weird.
Yeah.
8 points for James, and right alongside with him.
You got it.
Jamie Armchair Eggers, 8 points. You've been getting that 8 point area a lot of times.
Like James said, you thought certain teams were gonna win and then they lose, and you know,
story of our life this year.
Holy cow. Yeah, it was a challenging week for sure.
Yeah. 8 points, though. He's in the middle of the pack for the weekly score and tied for first.
At First Northern Bank.
The crew there. Andrew.
I know, with nine. Like, you guys are giving me a bunch of grief. You're like, nine's the winner? Come on, guys.
A W is a W.
That's right. All right.
Nine's better than six.
Yeah, it is. That's true. That's true.
And if you're a mathematician, by 3 points.
Yeah, that's right. There's a percentage here we can figure out.
I wanted a few more. I was feeling pretty good, 2-0 after Saturday.
But it was a good start.
Like, yeah. Andrew's a genius.
Yeah. It's all right. I'll take it.
Nine points. The magic came magicking back.
And I feel really good about myself because I'm tied with Chuck now.
Yeah. Hey, that's all right. That's good for me. That's because Melanie always makes that push, that surge right. This week is magic
time
for her.
I'm just happy I'm not in the bottom.
Nine points.
Yeah. You're welcome, Melanie.
9 points for Magic. So, as Magic and Andrew were the top weekly leaders, let's look at the overall score and armchair.
Yeah, just sitting back.
And watching the show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. You know what, though? It's what it is. It's fun, and this year's been tough.
165.
He's given the "I'm just here for the experience" speech now.
Yeah. There you go. Or "I'm just here for the refreshments." One of the two. So 165 for Jamie and 169. Magic moved up.
Did. See?
Good for you.
Hey, there you go.
Right in the middle
of
the pack.
Yeah.
Right in the middle here.
Yeah. And your cohort next to you.
Dun, 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 dun,
Chuck. 169, too.
Yeah. So.
She's inching up. She's bringing the magic wand. So 169.
Yeah, the broken wand.
The broken wand. What do you got, Chuck? You got a wand?
I don't. I just have. Ma'am. Moving
he goes
on.
Off of five.
Yeah.
Jamie had to turn away.
Jamie knows. Yeah.
I don't know anything.
There's no magic here.
No magic. Yeah. It's 169 though.
Yeah.
Chuck, right in the middle of the pack.
Right in the middle of the pack.
You've been
feeling
there all
good.
Week. Yeah. All season long.
Yeah.
Wow. And look who jumped up.
Yeah. Took a few points this week.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. 175 points.
Just like that.
Yeah.
They're across each other from our table here.
Yeah, they're like daggers going back and forth. James is staring at Andrew.
James led the entire year, though, didn't you? I think James might have.
I've been fending off for
you've done a great job.
Yeah, 18 like, weeks
been
here.
You've like, consistent there, man.
Yeah. 175.
Yeah, a lot can change in these next.
Yeah, this is when they're. Yeah, this is where you can really blow it.
It's the witching hour.
The witching hour, yeah.
James, 3 points hanging on above the pack there with Andrew, 178 for you.
Yeah, I think this is the now that we're wild card. I think it's every game is 2 points now, if I remember correctly. So
this week
it does
the
jump
walk
up,
in
yep.
here.
So
nice. Yes, I agree. This is where this contest is won or lost.
In the words of Melanie, this is where the magic comes out.
Yeah, I like it.
Time to surge there, Melanie. 178 for James for the overall. So let's look at some games. We're in wild card weekend. First of all, how about those Montana State Bobcats?
Oh, so fun.
Wow, what a wild
game. What a fun game.
Yeah.
And Dane Steele.
Yeah.
He's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Number one play on ESPN.
Yeah, that was fun.
The leap.
That's good. Congrats to him and Montana.
Yeah.
State.
Yeah.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Don't hesitate that long, my friend.
There's three of us from Montana. Yeah. We all know. There's definitely a difference. You got to say Montana State.
A little quicker.
In there because Montana was in where they were too for a while too. So, congratulations to him and his brother and
Colson's down Colson. There.
Did y'all have tacos on Tuesday night?
I know, right?
Yeah, no doubt. That was a fun game.
Got three shared on Bronx, just really making a difference.
That's awesome. That was fun.
It was. That was fun to watch. So congratulations to the Cats and. And Dane, he's getting his, he's definitely getting more than his 15 minutes of fame, isn't he? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
He's been
playing well all year.
Way cool. Yeah. Sure to me is Kevin Coyle, I believe, is going to be interviewing him today.
Very cool.
And we'll be bringing
awesome.
That interview to you as well. So fingers crossed as he's being
Yeah. He's got to talk to his agent. He's got to talk to NIL stuff. We got, like, he probably could have an agent.
Yeah, he's got an agent going on now. Okay, let's look at NFL back to the wild card weekend. Let's start with the Rams. They are going to be in Carolina. So, James?
Rams lost this game a couple weeks ago.
They did.
Against the same Carolina team. There's supposed to be a little bit of weather to worry about possibly on Saturday, too, in Carolina. I got to go Rams here, though. I think this is where they bring it all back together. Go Rams.
Okay.
Rams.
Rams.
Yeah, I think the Rams are going to come back, and they're a better team than Carolina, I think.
I'm just going to go against everybody.
That's all you can do now. Yeah, I mean,
I'm going to gain that 2 points right there.
Oh, damn. I like it.
Yeah, I don't think there's any easy games this week.
No.
Including this one, but I'll go Rams.
He's going Rams. Well, let's just start with you and have the Chicago Bears. The Bears at home against the Pack.
Yeah. Two teams going in different directions, it feels like, but I'll go Bears here.
Yeah, I'm with Andrew. I'm going Chicago.
Yep, me too. The Bears.
I'm going to go Green Bay.
Ooh. Oh, okay. I'm going Chicago. Green Bay banged up. I think entering at a not hot time, I'm going Chicago.
In Chicago, James. All right. Okay, Josh Allen.
Who dat?
Yeah, playing Jacksonville. The country said this is a 50-50 split. What do you think, Magic?
Ugh, this is so hard.
Yeah.
I'm gonna believe in Josh. Bills.
James.
I'm not, unfortunately. let me rephrase that. I believe in Josh. I don't know how much of the rest of the team I really believe in. I think they got a really tough pull as a wild card team going up against Jacksonville on the road. I'm going to go Jacksonville.
That was unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they would have got a different seed, they would have been a lot happier. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough game. I think Jacksonville is going to pull this one out. It's my gut instinct.
Yeah, I'm going Jacksonville as well.
I'm going with Josh. This is when he
kind of puts on his cape. Could be. Yeah, he better put the cape on.
Yeah. Yes,
because he's gonna need it. Because Jacksonville is playing very well.
Hopefully, his foot's healed up.
Yeah,
that's gonna be a key.
Yeah,
because if he can scramble, but if he can't scramble,
yeah,
one dimension, it's not good.
No, not with him.
Not with that team. I should say.
Exactly. All right, Chuck. Philadelphia at home. San Fran coming in.
I think Philadelphia is going to win that game. That's just kind of my gut instinct here. I got to look at the weather report and the injured reserves there and such like that. But if I was going to click the button now, it'd be Philadelphia.
It's a hard maybe on San Francisco.
There it is.
Yeah.
It's a hard maybe.
We couldn't go a week without a hard maybe.
Yeah. Right now, San Francisco, but that could change.
I'm with Jamie. It's a hard maybe, but I'll go Eagles.
It's a long plane ride. I'm going Eagles.
Yeah.
I'm going to go San Fran here. They're pretty banged up, but Philly hasn't looked great at all this year, basically the entire season. So I don't know if they'll be able to turn it on in the playoffs against a good, decent San Francisco team.
I think the crowd's going to help Philadelphia.
It's true. San Francisco, I mean, they're polished, though. I mean, they've gone on the road a bunch of times in the playoffs.
They've got some injuries, though.
They do have some injuries to worry about, yeah. True.
Andrew, New England at home against the Chargers.
I'm going to go New England. I think they're strong this year. They're really good.
I'm with Andrew. New England.
Yep, I think so. I think, yeah, the Patriots are looking like a resurgent team.
I like the Patriots.
It's another long plane ride.
Yes.
Yeah, no kidding.
That is.
I think I've kind of bounced back and forth on this one. I think I'm actually going to go Chargers in this game. Rookie quarterback, first playoff game for New England. Gotten really good, kind of fat off of not great teams.
He got fat?
Yeah, well, the Patriots have gotten fat off of some pretty bad teams.
Are you calling me fat?
Are you calling me fat?
They've got one of the easier schedules in the regular season. So I'm actually kind of leaning Chargers in this one.
It's probably their New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
If he wins, his wallet will get fat.
Yeah. I think that's kind of inevitable at this point.
Yeah. If you win in the playoffs, usually everybody's wallet gets a little fat. So, yeah. So New England, okay. All right. Okay. One more here. Pittsburgh. Wow. What a game last week.
Yeah.
Playing.
That was
Houston.
A heartbreaker.
Yeah, it was.
I felt bad.
Cost John Harbaugh's job.
Yeah, heads rolled.
Yeah. Well, he's been there for 18 years.
I know.
Yeah,
he should. Play calling was kind of pathetic.
Coach. Yeah, I mean, that is the way they've lost the last 4 years kind of makes you scratch your head a little bit.
Yeah, so he probably needed to go bye-bye.
Yeah.
What do you think, Melanie?
I'm gonna go Houston.
All right.
Houston. I definitely feel
I'm going Houston.
I'm on Houston, but I don't feel good about it.
The
Steelers just don't go away
for
some reason.
And Aaron Rodgers, he banged up his hand too, I think, a little bit. So I don't know if that's going to play a role in things.
Not
but.
A fan of him.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I'm actually opposite.
He's easy not to like.
I think this one's got blowout written all over it. I think Houston wins handily in this
really?
Game.
Really?
Yeah. In I put it down as 24-3.
Wow. 24-3.
Yeah. Houston's defense is really good.
They are really,
really good. Their pass rush is incredible, and Aaron Rodgers does not have that ability to get out of.
He can't scramble.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be a haunting problem for Pittsburgh.
Okay. If you haven't been playing with us, play along. Get online and sign up. You could be the winner of $100 in Chamber Bucks, courtesy of this week's Wild Card Playoff. Sponsor Mandy Koltiska at Century 21 BHJ. So $100 in Chamber Bucks could be yours. So again, congratulations to Jake Lockhart from Cleary Building. $100 gift card for Chamber Bucks last week. So congratulations, Jake. So we'll see. It's going to be a fun week, everyone. Have an awesome week.
Thanks, Bob.
We'll see you back here next week. See what
happens.
We'll
be here.
All right.
Lots can change.
Yeah, we'll see who's smiling.
Yeah, VIPs in studio this morning. You're listening to Newstalk 930 KROE Sheridan. Fox News on the way next. James has Swap Shop next hour. Public Pulse at 910. Much better, because my past is something that never got in my way. Oh, no. Instead, I would